When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, gising-gising tayo
dyan. I know. Alam mo yung mata ko namamaga pa ata. Sabi ko, ano ba ito? Parang ang aga-aga. Pero guess what? Sobrang excited po kami ngayon. Sobrang worth it gumising ng maaga.
Kasi, totoo yan. Oh, God, ang diba? Nakita mo naman yung mukhang liwayway sa likod ko.
Ay, mukhang liwayway.
Pero ano, pero syempre, yes, dito sa OGAT, ang time zone natin is always more night.
So anywhere around the world, kung saan man may... Teka, bago tayo magkwentuhan, nakalimutan natin mag-hi sa lahat ng mga tao. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong mundo, especially po sa Pilipinas at sa aming Dearest USA. Nako, abangan niyo po ito ngayon, ha? Especially po sa mga TFC subscribers. My God, TFC, hello! I Want TFC, FIE Channel, and Kumu. Of course, sobrang ang aga kasi.
Pasahero!
Facebook, YouTube, and mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV! Go ahead, Jay, kasi go naman, go!
Ikaw, pinakabahan ka kasi grabe yung guest natin, ha?
Oo nga, tsaka pero,
yes.
Wala pa kata ako sa Wisho, namamagamay mata ko.
Mga ka-ogat,
kasi go naman, go!
Nandito pa rin po ako sa Chicago. Good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
First! God, Jekas. Ako, talagang matagal nating hinanting to, no? Kasi idol talaga to, eh,
at
no?
At saka iconic. Sino bang di nakakilala sa kanya? Di ba, I dare
parang,
you.
Oo, parang, I dare you. Pag sinabi mong Chito Miranda, imposible. Parang, ha? Si, what? Of course, kilala ng lahat. And maraming salamat sa cousin ko, of course. Bert! Herbert Hernandez ng Moonstar 88.
Thank you, Bert.
Yes, love you, diba? Cuz.
Mwah! Hindi namin sasabihin dito yung palayaw mo. Sa amin na lang yun.
Oo nga, yung oo. So anyways, sige na po. Introduce ko na ang ating special guest for this morning. Ayan. We are so blessed and truly ecstatic this morning as we are about to engage with the lead singer of the biggest alternative rock band in the Philippines. He's a Filipino singer, songwriter, successful business entrepreneur, an actor who helped release these fabulous hits onto the world like Buloy, Halaga, The Yes Yes Show. This guy is in love with you, pare. Hari ng Sablay and Harana. Let's uncover the latest in his personal and musical life and explore how he started his business empire. Kilalanin po natin ng mabuti ang lead singer ng iconic band, Parokya ni Edgar. Guys, please welcome Chito Miranda!
Woo-hoo! Hello, good morning sa inyo dyan. And sa mga nandito sa Pilipinas, good evening.
Hello, kumusta? Chito?
Ayos naman, okay naman. Nag-empake-empake na because we'll be leaving in 2 days yata para sa aming US tour po.
I know, no? Oh, wow. Excited. Grabe, nakaka-excite. Teka, how many shows ba sa US?
I have no idea. You know, they just bring me to a city and I just play.
Wow.
But I can get the schedule, you know.
Yes.
Siguro, basta alam ko.
Madami.
Oo, madami. Siguro, mga 1 month tour siguro yan.
1 month tour, no? So editing naman, makikita namin yan, papakita namin lahat yan. Kasi we have actually the list of the schedule, eh. So sa editing, papakita namin yan. Ayan.
Okay lang din, sige. Okay. Sorry, mahina talaga ako when it comes to our schedules and what I need to do.
Oh, syempre, kaya may assistant, diba?
When it comes to promoting. Hindi, wala naman. I just don't really care about the schedule. They just bring me to a place and I display.
And so, display, no? Galing mo. Yeah. Oo, teka, bago tayo mag-start mag-shikahan, syempre mag-toast muna tayo. Protocol namin to, eh. Mga ka-eklata namin dito sa show. Ayan! Uy, Superman. Okay, go. Mm. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming Dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome Chito Miranda. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Ayan, cheers.
Thank you for having me again.
Are you kidding me? Sobra, it's an honor. You have no clue. Alam mo, matagal ka namin hinanting. At teka, photo op daw, sabi ni Direk. Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh, sige. 1, 2, 3. Yan.
Yan. Ito, I have the skin knife. I think wait lang ha. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 9 shows, I think.
For this tour, nine shows.
Oh, kasi binili ka lang na yung mga cities. Kasi last year, we had two.
Yes.
Parang dalawa yung tour namin noong March at November. And ngayon, babalikan namin yung ibang cities. There we go. Ayan.
There we go. That's the cities. Oh, ang dami.
Ano pala? Canada pala kami una. Sorry.
Ah, Canada. Okay, Canada. Oh, Canada kayo una. Tapos, Canada, tapos Redwood City, California. Los Angeles, California. San Diego, California. Toronto, Ontario. Tampa, Florida. Houston, Texas. Las Vegas, Honolulu, Hawaii. Oh my God, dire-diretso. Bakit walang New York and New Jersey again?
Paano naman kami dito?
Because we did a gig sa New York noong November. So these are the cities that we weren't able to go to. At yung LA kasi, when we did the show, tour last March, wala si Gab because he was resting because he had cancer. Tapos nung gumaling na siya, bumalik kami sa East Coast naman. So the people from LA requested na gawa din kami ng show ulit. So balik na naman kami ngayon. So that's why we're always coming back pa ulit-ulit. Kasi nung first tour, hindi kami I requested na West lang. So nung next tour, nag-request yung producers na kung pwede mag-East naman. So we went sa East and nag-Canada din kami. Tapos kasama si Gab. So sabi naman ng West ulit, but kasama si Gab dun? Dapat may Gab din dito. And kasi kompleto. Tapos so we had to do another set of shows dyan sa... So, West. And sinama na namin yung Hawaii and ganyan.
Oh, wow!
So, at kompleto, di ba?
Oh, sana may part 2, no? Sana may part 2 ulit dito sa New York, New Jersey. Kasi talagang napupuno. Grabe, Chito. Alam mo, napansin ko, ha? Yung ano mo, ang galing, yung attitude mo in life is like, yung parang ano, kaya ka feeling ko, kaya ka sumikat ever since. Kasi you have this parang seryoso ka, pero at the same time, chill.
Thank you, pero tingin ko talaga sa sarili ko napaka-boring kaya talaga I try my best not to speak and I try my best to just sit quiet sa corner. Kasi talaga, I mentioned earlier, diba, sabi ko, I'm not comfortable doing interviews.
Oh,
because
yes.
Talaga, I tend to, alam mo yun, babble and ramble, magsalita lang, and I find myself so boring talaga. I always say this, talagang, I get annoyed with watching myself. Yeah, tulad nga, nandaldal ko na naman. Yeah, so
So Chito pa, do you consider yourself like an introvert as well? There's a side of you?
Not introvert. I love hanging out with my friends, but I'm not I'm outgoing when it comes to sa people that I'm comfortable with. I have a really small set of friends talaga. Talagang yung mga kaibigan from high school. That's why my bandmates are still my bandmates because I don't, I'm not comfortable working with other bands. Parang ganun. At the level that I'm working with Parokya. Tapos pati yung mga friends ko, yung staff namin, management namin, yung recording company namin, kung sino from day one sila pa rin because I want to keep my circle small. So,
galing. Pati sa negosyo. Sa negosyo, marami kang mga businesses na may business partner din, di ba?
Yeah, more or less, nasa same circle pa rin yan. So, kunyari, may gusto kami nito, itong friends ko na to, gusto namin gumawa ng Thai. So whoever is interested and who we think can offer yung strength nila niya sa Thai na restaurant, then we come up, kami naman pa-partner and iba naman dito. And but again, it's not always perfect. We had may mga sablay din ng mga business and business partners and ganyan. That's why I want to keep it small and intimate lang talaga. It's easier to handle things, yeah.
So bagay, totoo yan, no?
Yung people you trust talaga, no? Kasi like you mentioned nga, no? You trust them already, pero meron pa rin, ano eh. Kasi diba, it's kind of tricky, diba, also doing business with your friends, eh.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Okay. Kaya, I'm very careful when it comes to that talaga. So, not just with business, with everything, with friends also, the people you can trust. You can say things, yung, pwede ka magsabi ng mga things na ikakakulong mo, pero pagdating, dapat sa friends mo lang
trust talaga
niya. Diba? That's why we are very tight when it comes to our chat rooms. Para talaga siyang boys locker room that we're comfortable.
It's like the vault, diba?
Siyempre, boys kami. When boys hang out, we're barbarians, diba? No holds barred yan.
Oo, siyempre.
And it's really funny.
Tsaka mas maganda talagang kayo lang para kung halimbawang may lumabas, kayo lang din magsisisihan. Alam nyo, diba? Pagdating sa banda mo, alam mo, ito ah, nabilib ako kasi ang dami ng banda na nag-start nung early 90s.
Yeah.
Tapos hanggang 2000. Na disband. Pero kayo nandyan pa rin. Parang Monster 88, yung cousin ko si Bert. Andyan pa rin kayo. Konti na lang kayong ganun. Anong secret? Ba't ang galing? Wow. I mean,
longevity 101. We need a masterclass.
Okay. The people that I get to talk to, they I think the thing... Kasi kami, we just keep it, para sa amin normal lang eh, parang it's not a big deal for us. Pero yung people na nakakausap ko, sinasabi nila na we're just so very accepting of our flaws. Meaning kung may yung mga kabanda ko may mga kanya-kanya sablay, including me, may kanya-kanya kaming sablay, we all have our toxic traits and we're just comfortable with those toxic traits. And as long as you deal with it with respect and they respect you as well and you accept na may ganyan-ganyan ugali yan, okay lang eh. It, there's no conflict kasi para sa sabi na buti okay na sa'yo yan. Yeah, okay lang sa akin yan. Kasi kilala ko yan mula grade 5 eh. And ako din, I'm sure, marami din nagsasabi sa kanila na buti okay na sa'yo na ganyan si Chito, ang sungit or gano'n man. Because we already know each other. We're just so close na we're just so comfortable talaga. Kasi our drummer, friend ko yan, mula 6 years old eh. And nag-share kami ng mga birthday parties together. Yeah. And yung... Si Vinci, grade 3. Si Bowie, grade 5. Si Gab, first year high school. And we've been together since kids. So talagang gamay na namin yung isa't isa. So I think that's the secret talaga. Respect lang. Kumbaga not naman, we don't tolerate the bad, the our toxicity, but we just got comfortable na siguro. And we're okay with it. It's funny.
Oh, galing, no?
Ano na yung family na siyempre, di ba?
Yeah, oo.
Magkakapatid, no?
Ikaw ba, Jesse? Meron ka ba bang kaibigan na from 6 years old? Ako wala na, naglaglaga na lang. yung mga kalaro ko sa kalye, wala na yun, eh.
I know, parang, pero ito, at saka ang galing, ha? Dahil, di ba, from Ateneo, I know that you came from a well-off family. Nagugulat lang ako kasi sinusubaybayan na kita noong ba. Ang galing kasi lang mga kanta mo. Nagugulat lang ako kasi, kahit na galing ka sa well-off family, andun pa din yung parang, you still wanna earn, you still hindi yung, di ba yung iba parang, oh, my family. Oh.
May gusto lang, and gusto lang correct, we weren't well off. May grand, yung lolo ko actually yung mayaman, and yung mga parents ko, they were, my dad and yung mga kapatid niya, they were well off. They had talagang, masasabi ko, they were really well off. They had yung parang limited number na yung limited edition na Benz mga ganun. But the problem was since they were well off, they didn't know how to handle their money. So, pagdating sa akin, wala na kami pera, para ganun. And talaga ginapang na lang ng dad ko para makapagtapos kami ng Ateneo. So we weren't well off. That's why but I'm thankful because of that, iba yung programming ko. That's why when I started making money sa band, hindi ko binuo sa luho. I started investing it and saving it. And instead of buying a nice car, bili ako ng pinakamurang car. Instead of buying a big house, bili ako ng simpleng bahay and just buy ng iba-ibang bahay to rent it out. Parang ganun, parang natuto ko because they didn't know how to handle their money because they were well off. Kami hindi. Pero marami nag-iisip niyan because Atenista kami. Pero,
yun ang notion nga eh, di ba?
Yeah. But again, not everyone is mayaman sa Ateneo. Sometimes, nauubos yung money because the parents want to give them a quality education siguro. That's why they hirap. Less like my parents, talagang ginapang talaga nila yan para makapagtapos kami ng brother.
Ang galing.
And aren't I cool?
Oo, kasi grateful ka. You know, I mean, yeah. Minsan, imagine mo ha, pag yung yaman ng well-off talaga ng family mo, tapos you grew up with that kind of lifestyle, do you think, you know, you still think of like investing and kailangan mag
Oh yeah, I think I had no, kasi again, no, nasanay kami ng grade school medyo well-off pa kami. Tapos pagdating ng high school, when it, I started to, kailangan ko na mag earn for myself. May nakakapagbay baon naman kami, pero it wasn't enough to go to the high school dances sa mga gaming. Siyempre, pag matinista ka lang, may mga dances kayo na pupunta, mga proms, ganyan. So I started trying to find ways to earn. Like, gagawa akong comics, paparent ko, then I started earning a little. Or minsan gagawa ko ng mga art projects na mga kaklase ko na ayaw gumawa ng art projects, and I started making money, mga ganun. So high school pa lang, because wala akong money to spend on luxury, I needed to find ways to earn. So I guess doon yung training ko. Again, thank you.
Nag-drawing din ako ng comics before. So magkano binibenta yan, Chito?
Hindi, yung grade school ako, nagpaparent lang ako ng piso per rent. Pero gagawin ko, nininipisan ko yung comic books para marami. Panay mga funny comics lang. Yeah. So rent lang sinang rent, piso-piso lang. Pero ang dami kong pera talaga noon. Because of that, because short comics lang, like 3 pages lang na bond paper, 2 to 3 months, talaga mo na nakakatawang comics na medyo edgy na.
Short
medyo
story like lang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bata ganun, ka palang entrepreneur ka na.
Masasabi ko talaga.
Wow.
Hindi ako nahihiya talaga doon. I'm proud na.
Oo, proud you. Marunong know talaga. Ang galing. Kulang na lang magluto ka ng yema, di ba? Pero ang galing. So wait. Wow, so magaling ka na mag-drawing. What about yung pagsusulat ng mga kanta? Nag-start ka na rin ng ganun nung bata ka?
Yeah. Nag-start ako magsulat ng kanta nung high school na, because I think nag-start kasi mahilig talaga ako sa music eh. As far as naalala ko talaga grade 2 pa lang, feeling ko talaga merong physical effect sa akin ang pagpakinig ng kanta. Talaga feeling ko, not just emotional, feeling ko, ba't gumagaling pa rin? Ang weird eh. Like sinasabi, it's not just emotional, feeling ko may physical effect. Anyway, so my love story with music nag-start na maaga talaga. Pero I started, when I became a fan nung grade 7 kami, Andrew E. and Francis M., nag-start ako gumawa ng mga raps. Tapos, na-develop. Ayoko sabihin na na-develop. Pero because of that, na-explore ko yung world ng songwriting. And when we eventually came out with a band, Parokya, noong fourth year high school kami, I was forced to write more songs because kailangan na gumawa ng album eh. So then, doon ko nalaman na marunong pala ako talaga sumulat ng kanta because I had no choice but to write songs. Parang ganun.
Galing, no? Pero wait, bakit Parokya ni Edgar ang title? Ang galing, di ba? Kakaiba nun.
Okay. Parokya ni Edgar. Kasi, nung high school kami, yung mga kaklase ko, mga sira ulot, para may contest sa school, no? Tapos, yung, alam mo yung group na, kunyari, itong first row kayo, tapos second row, third column. Sasabihin ng teacher, oh, saan nag-aral si ganyan? So the question was, saan nag-aral si Crisostomo Ibarra? Tapos lahat, sagot, Europa. Sabay yung sub line namin nakalagay sa Parokya ni Edgar. So tawa talaga kami ng tawa. Kasi siraulo lang talaga yung kaklase mong gagawa nun eh. Tapos, so it became, yung term na Parokya ni Edgar, parang it became, kumbaga nagkaroon siya ng cult following sa klase namin. So when we went on stage, our name was, as a band, tawag talaga sa amin was Comic Relief. Pero yung kaklase ko, na kabanda ko na nagsabi, kami po ang Parokya ni Edgar. So we had no choice but to use Parokya ni Edgar na. Bigla na lang niya in-announce.
Which is much, much better than Comic Relief.
I know, exactly.
I think.
Oo naman. Napaka-boring na name ng Comic Relief. Just ko.
Kasi, well, I guess Comic Relief kasi... Kasi ano kayo eh, mga nakakatawa kayo lahat, no? Sa grupo ni parang... Parang di walang boring sa inyo lahat kayo, humihirit kayo, mga bangka. So, parang ang sarap nga maging barkada noon yung panahon. Yun nga lang, baka puro bagsak yung grades ko.
Oh, hindi, kaya namin nilagay na Comic Relief kasi first of all, we love comics. Pangalawa, gusto ko lagay agad na, patawalan to a Comic Relief lang kami para walang pressure for us to perform at the standard na baka in-expect nila na. O, pagdating, oh, huwag kayong mag-expect dyan, magpapatawa lang yan. So, it, parang ano yun, parang defense mechanism, that's why we call ourselves comic relief. Pero, I think it was a blessing na sinabi ng kabanda namin na pangalan namin Paroque ni Edgar kasi nag-stick talaga eh.
Oo, grab. Kakaiba yun nung pagpasok niyo. Pero, ano itong Paroque ni Edgar? Curious, di ba? Para, sabi, yeah. Magopinga.
At saka I remember, 'di ba? Although I think ginagawa niyo na 'to nung mas bata pa kayo. Is you kasama sa gimmick at theme niyo, you dress up as mga naka-duster at saka mga
yes,
babae, 'di ba?
Opo, kasi again, may background din 'yan kasi again nung high school kami. Kaya din I think this is very crucial for the creativity ng parokya because we had no money. So sa atin ay lahat naka-forma eh, lahat naka whole hand, naka time na Jordani, sikat na sikat. So we didn't have any of that. So kami, damit namin, jologs talaga. Parang ganun. And parang pinapalabas lang namin na it was a conscious decision na gawin yun. So anti-konyo kami. So nung nag-perform kami as parokya for the first time, sinuot namin yung mga relief goods. So yung mga damit namin, sobrang mga nakakatawa talaga, mga polo na malalaking kwelyo. And we still did that nung nagkaroon na kami ng albums. Kaya may mga damit babae kasi magraransak lang kami ng mga kung anong damit na luma. Kaya kasi wala kaming pamporma eh. Parang ganun. So nagkaroon kami ng ganung mindset.
Ang galing no, kasi pare-parehas pala kayo na parang akala ko isa sa inyo well off, anak ni senator, anak...
Si Din well off siya, yung drummer namin.
Ah.
Drummer namin. Talaga masasabi ko kasi siya lang may kotse. Tapos so pag may gig kami, susundin niya kami lang kasi siya lang may kotse. Parang ganun.
Galing, no? Tapos, naging unique yung ano nyo, yung concept nyo nung time na yun because yeah. of your current situation, no?
Kaya ako thankful.
Wala talaga kayo masuot. Diba?
Oo talaga. Oh, kasi kunyari, ganito din. Kunyari, high school dance, everybody dadating, naka-fancy na kotse. Kami, tatricycle kami. Tapos papatid talaga kami sa pinaka-gate. So parang feeling na yung yabang-yabang na yung lahat na nagpapaporma. Kami anti-paporma. Pero sa totoo, because we didn't have cars eh. So tricycle kami doon. So parang nagkaroon siya ng cool factor kunyari na wala kami pakialam sa pagiging. That's why our songs are like that. That's why our attitude ganyan na para naging cool sa amin yung mag-jeep, mag-tricycle, mag
I guess. Yung parents mo na ano, na, kasi syempre isipin nila banda ba 'yan? Ba't ka magbabanda? Wala namang pera diyan or may assurance man sisikat ka?
Well, my dad, sabi niya ang deal niya lang sa akin, they were very supportive in a way because my dad sabi niya ang deal lang namin is tapusin mo naman yung pag-aaral mo kasi pinaghirapan ko yung Ateneo education mo eh. And yes. I was fourth year noon and I nakapasok ako ng UP Diliman. So ang deal niya lang basta tapusin mo yung school mo, meaning wag mong papabayaan. So I was able to do it naman. Tapos yung mom ko sobrang supportive, sabi ng mom ko baka makasira yung pag-aaral sa pagbabanda mo. Mag-quit ka na kaya mag-aral. Kasi excited magbabanda.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that,
huh? She was parang, para feeling, siyempre, ano, your mom will always be your biggest fan, di ba? So parang siya sabi nila, sige, game. Kung ano man yan. Follow your dreams. Do whatever it takes. Talaga? Kaya hindi, kaya ko pagsabayan. So pinagsabay ko yung pag-aaral and pagbabanda. But my mom talaga, baka, kung wala mo mag-quit ng school, go ahead, follow your dreams. Ganun talaga siya from...
Oh my God, ang cool na.
What
ang
were you
cool
taking,
ba?
Chito, what were you taking Ateneo during that time?
Ateneo, high school lang ako
high
sa Ateneo.
Ah, high school lang pala.
Ateneo.
Ah, okay.
Pagdating ng UP, I needed, since hindi pa ako, gusto ko talaga fine arts eh. But my dad wanted me to get a quota course. So, pumasok ako sa business administration. Pero tinapos ko lang yung GE subjects. Just to get it over with. Then, nung natapos ko na yung GE subjects, nag-transfer na ako sa course na gusto ko sa fine arts.
Yeah. Ah, doon ka na nag-fine arts. Ang galing.
Yep.
Pero, so, paano ka na ano? Paano kayo na-discover? Kasi nung time yun, ang dab, naalala ko sa Club Dread. Club Dread
yeah.
kayo.
Yes,
yeah. Oo, kasi yes, pupunta yes. ako doon kasi dumating ako ng US ang 2000. So, nagsa-start pa lang din yung cousin ko, yung Monsa 88. So, pumupunta din ako doon sa Club Dread. Sige ko, ang ingay-ingay naman dito. Pero, ang daming magaling na mga banda. Paano kayo na-discover?
Okay. First, nagpapasalamat kami kasi nung time na yun, marami talagang naghahanap ng mga bands with na magbigay ng recording companies because E-Heads paved the way na parang lahat.
Yes.
Color Red, nagkaroon ng album. Lahat ng maraming nagkaroon ng chance magkaroon ng album. Kami, we were invited to do a compilation to be a part of a compilation album for Club Dread dapat. So the owner ng Club Dread nagpresent siya nang sa Universal Records. Ito yung mga bands na were making waves sa Club Dread, parang ganun. So when the people from Universal saw us, they decided to give us a full album instead of just including us sa compilation. Doon ako napilitan gumawa ng kanta kasi we only had 3 songs and biglang album. So we had to write while we were recording. Doon ko nasulat yung mga songs ng parokya.
Kaling no, yung harana, doon ka talaga, oh my God, paglabas ng harana, send lahat, kahit yung mga friends ko dito, parang, oh my God, what the heck is that
thank
song?
Thank you.
I think that's my number one song for me. The harana.
Thank you, thank you.
It's like an anthem eh. Parang, diba love song siya kahit hindi naman ako in love. Hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, paano, sino inspiration mo no nung sinulat mo?
No, kasi Harana is one of our biggest hits. Pero kasi ang Harana, I can't take credit for that because ang Harana, it's a folk song talaga sa Ateneo eh. Meaning it's been passed down from batch to batch. Pero nung umabot sa amin, totally maliit na yung chords, maliit na yung I naglagay na lang kami ng sarili naming version. Tapos nung nalaman namin yung original version pala niya, kulang pala kami na isang stanza, iba pala yung chords, iba yung pagkanta. Pero the songwriter was thankful because we were able to bring it sa mainstream. And we made a hit out of his song, parang ganon. But people from Ateneo, they already, it's a familiar song na parang passed down siya. Parang siyang, parang siyang folk song sa Ateneo eh. Tapos, pero sobrang matanda na yung original songwriter. Tapos nag-circle back, ginawa yung version namin, kinover naman na Ako Hiking. And tuwan-tuwa yung songwriter because nag-full circle siya, bumalik siya ulit sa mga higher batches ng Ateneo with our version na. Parang ganun. So, it was a totally different song kung mapapakinggan nyo. Pero, I think the we just added our flavor. That's why it became pangmasa because the melody, the original melody, hindi naman ganun kamasa. It was medyo technical and with the technical chords talaga siya.
At saka, alam mo, ang galing ang naalala ko, I remember years and years ago, meron kayo isang show na, sabi ko, sana kung nasa Pilipinas lang ako noon, manunood talaga ako. Nasa Saris, yung parang Saris-Sari store?
Yeah.
Dude, that was brilliant. Ang
thank
galing.
You. Yun yung culture na gusto talaga namin eh. That's why yung, I think, maybe sinasabi mo yung Inuman Sessions Volume 2 because the backdrop of that gig was tindahan ni Aling Nena because fans going to raise their heads and parang ganun. And we also had a concert before na we were forced, I'll just say word the word forced, na we were first forced to do a major concert. Kasama din sila Herbert dyan. And ang ginawa na yung backdrop was kanto where nag-hangout kami ng bata. So waiting shed, kanto, sari-sari store, ganun yung ginawa na yung backdrop na. Because that's yun talaga yung where we're comfortable eh. Tumambay, parang ganun. So we didn't want to make it fancy. We just wanted to make it down to earth na. And all our friends, instead sa backstage, dun sila sa sidewalk nakaupo. Parang napaka-realistic talaga na that's how our lifestyle is. Eh. So yun yung mahilig kami sa ganun.
Kaya kayo concept. Nag-hit kasi kakaiba yung mga concept nyo eh. Pati yung mga songs na nirelease nyo, kakaiba. Parang seryoso to. Kayo, feeling ko nga kayo talaga Eraserheads and kayo, ang parokya ni Edgar, kayo yung nag-pave ng way para sa ibang mga banda na mag-isip ng mga weirdo.
Thank you. Diba? Pero sa totoo kasi fan talaga ako ng E-Heads eh. Talagang, kumbaga, I think the whole concept of parokya, and they were also my guide eh. Because the whole concept of parokya is based on my love affair with the Eraserheads eh. So I took everything that I loved about them and I stayed away from everything that I hated about them. Para ma-pave yung way kung saan ko gusto dalhin yung band namin. Parang ganun.
Ang galing. Wow. Nag-aaway-away kayo?
Always. Kami mga kabanda ko, always.
Yeah?
Always.
About what?
Pero healthy. Okay. Napaka mababaw. Kanyari, isa tulog, tapos isa maingay, o yung isa, yung pinaka-memorable na away na lagi kinikwento is si drummer namin who is prim and proper, nag-himay ng isda. Sabay yung isa na yung basis, kinuha lang ng kamay tas kinain. So parang, ganun lang mga pinag-aaway namin. hindi music, hindi nothing. Para talaga magkakapatid yung mga pinag-aaway namin.
Ay, hindi dahil sa music. Parang mali yan, mali yung ganito mo.
We don't have, we have we argue about music, but we don't get into fights pagdating sa music. We discuss it lang. Pero yung away na magkakagalit, personal na mga may hinirit ako na mali, sa ganyan, tapos nagtampo siya, tapos ganun. Pero it's healthy. It's healthy. Kasi hindi ka naman makakipag-away ng ganun kung hindi mo kaklose.
Oo, sa bagay.
Hindi ka passionate. Yes. Diba? So okay lang yung may member kayo na I guess yung parating late or ano yun, pinapagalitan nyo yan, hindi pwede.
Well, yeah, meron din, it happens. And we outgrew na yung inis pag kami nalilate, we just natanggap na namin yan. Pero the good thing about Parokya is we respect din yung time talaga, we're very professional. Pagdating sa mga practices, sometimes may late ganyan, pero when it comes to the gigs or being on time sa airport, ano talaga kami. We're not naman strict, but we know how to follow rules. Pag sinabi ng manager namin na be here na ganyan kaaga, we always actually super early. Ang haba masyado na allowance sa amin before going to a gig. So, kahit call time namin 9, minsan 8 nandun na kami. Tapos we have to wait 2 hours. Reklamo. Tagal naman. Pero at least di kami late.
Oo nga kasi
mabuti na maaga. Tapos niloloko lang namin yung manager namin na aga-aga mo kami pinapunta. Pero he knows, our management knows how to handle us also. Na pinapapunta kami ng sobrang aga kasi alam nilang mga bugoy yung mga kabanda ko, including me.
Wait, what about, naku, I could imagine mga babae nung time na yun, ang dami! Babe, I'm sure may groupies pa siguro kayo, ang dami.
I guess, pero we didn't really gave them much importance siguro. Kasi we were always, all of us, we were always in steady relationships all throughout our career. So when, nung time na nag-start ako mag-band, may girlfriend ako niyan and it lasted ng sobrang tagal. And when I ended that relationship, I didn't go around fooling around with the girls that hang out with us also. We considered them as friends, pero in my case, I'd always go for someone na who wasn't hanging out in a bar with a band somewhere. So that's why I always end up with steady relationships that aren't really fans of the band.
I'm curious now, wasn't that stressful on the end of your steady relationships though? Kasi diba yan yung pag legendary rock group yung jowa, diba?
No, first of all, gusto ko lang sabihin na I know how to keep my girls secured pag may in a relationship. Pangalawa, wala naman mas gaganda sa girlfriend ko kaysa sa mga kasama sa lahat eh. Laging ganun. I always choose the prettiest one para wala silang pretzels.
Para? Galing nung ano, look at Neri, grab. Bakit
diba?
Diba? Nakakatawa naman magselos pa si Neri. Oo.
top tier na eh, diba?
Oo nga, syempre, Neri. But sa dami ng mga babae for sure na nagkakandara pa sa inyong time na yun. But why did you pick Neri?
Because, at maganda rin yung story niyan eh. She shared it before so I'm comfortable telling you kasi I'm not really comfortable speaking sa ganyan. Pero, she was at home, staying home, just being Neri, watching TV, reading books, parang ganun. And I was out with someone in a bar. Model with drinks and everything, and I decided that this is not who I want to spend my life with. I want someone simple. So I went back to Neri and told her na I want to take things seriously na. So that's it. Kasi she's the total opposite of what I'm used to when it comes to again, nothing about girls hanging out in bars. I have friends who enjoy that. It's just not for me na. Gusto ko talaga, wife, stay home, mood ng TV lang sa bahay na hindi may...
Mahilig gumana.
Yeah, exactly.
Hindi gimikera.
Exactly. Naman ng club.
Ever since, yun talaga yung ano ko, yun talaga yung... Not naman, Neri calls herself probinsyana, pero gusto ko talagang ganun lang yung... Mas simple eh. Parang ganun. But I enjoy bringing her out. When she's with me, I enjoy bringing her out to bars. She just doesn't enjoy loud music. Mas gusto niya sa friend's house lang and just chilling. So, I appreciate that. Because yun yung lifestyle ko eh. So, ayoko nang pati yung... my day job is the nightlife of people eh. So, yun yung I don't want pati yung buhay.
Oh, rock and roll na yung career mo.
Exactly.
Ayaw mo na, gusto mo chill lang pagka exactly. Personal life.
Exactly. Totoo po.
Siloso ka ba? Silosa siya?
Sino?
Siloso siya? Insiloso ka?
Ay, hindi. Of course not. No, sobrang hindi. So, totally sobrang hindi. Sineri sobrang. My best friends are girls. And they're very pretty also. Pero Sineri, she trusts me. And di naman siya insecure. So,
grabe,
so, okay lang. Wala siyang.
Ang galing nga. Kasi iba pa dyan. Naku, parang hirap siguro. Lagi kita inaaway. Nasaan ka na? Ba't may naririnig ako ba? Hindi.
Oh, dapat mag-insecure ka.
I think it's a boy's, it's a man's job also. Sabi ko sana boy, matanda na pala ako. It's a man's job also to make sure that your wife or your girlfriend is secure. Diba na talagang kahit anong gawin mo pa, kahit hindi ka makatawag, mawalan ka ng cellphone, at alas-stress ka dumating, nawalan ka ng baterya, hindi siya nag-aalala kasi she trusts you. Ganun dapat i-mark mo na agad talaga na wala siyang dahilan at all mag-celos. Diba? So, para madali ang buhay.
Oo, kasi imagine mo banda, tapos nag-acting ka pa, pati at mag-artist. May naso ko.
Hindi ako nag-artista.
Nag-actor ka ng konti-konti, di ba?
I was, again, forced lang because my friend asked me to, kasi sana yan eh, the only role that I remember na kinuha ko is para mekaniko sa isang movie na coming soon yung tawag eh. And the role was mechanical lang ako din. The role is just like 5 minutes, so I don't consider myself as an actor. Well, some music videos namin we act. Pero it's not for me. Again, I find myself so annoying pag pinaparod ko sarili ko, so I don't want to see myself sa ganung scenario.
Ah, ayaw mo kaya kaya talaga nag-stick ka talaga sa pagiging sa banda na lang.
Tinanggap ko po yung maging judge sa The Voice and sa Idol Philippines.
Yes.
Because hindi nalalayo sa music eh. Parang ganon.
Oo.
I was reluctant at first, but buti tinanggap ko because I enjoyed it talaga pala. Buti tinanggap ko. Kasi, again, I didn't want to see myself in mainstream television, pero my wife kind of forced me na to try it. So, and I did. Tapos, na-enjoy ko naman. So,
na-enjoy mo naman.
Saka, that's the closest I get siguro sa TV. Saka,
kung may time ka pa babang halimbawa just in case may mag-aask ng mga teleserye, may time ka pa. Kasi sa banda mo, ang dami mo pang business. Ibang klase.
When it comes to time, the reason, first of all, I'm not really interested in acting at all. Kasi my wife used to be an actress and nakita ko naman yan. And my girlfriend before her was also an actress. Nakita ko talaga how, and my friends, yung closest friends ko din, artista din sila. And nakita ko how much time they spend sa taping buong araw na sila waiting and doing scenes. True. And that's something that I don't want to do also. Okay lang, hindi naman ako artistahin eh. So, okay. So it's not like it was a choice. Pero what I'm trying to say is, the reason why yung lahat ng businesses ko is passive income is because I want gusto ko free time lang ako palagi to spend with my family or do whatever I want. That's why I want to be in a band lang eh. Because gusto ko relax lang eh. Sobrang sipag ko. That's why I work hard because sobrang tamad ko. Na-gets yung
iron. Kahit tulog ka, may income ka, and you can do whatever you want, di ba?
Yes po. Kaya ako hardworking para hindi ko kailangan magtrabaho. So tinatapos ko yung mga lahat ng that's the main focus of my life talaga is to make as much money with doing the least amount of work. Kaya rentals para hindi mo sinestress about it. Tapos parang ganun po. So pag sinabi niyo sa akin na do I still have free time? I have a lot of free time talaga. Now I have a lot of free time.
Oo, kasi mga past talino mo, grabe.
Ang galing. Sana idol. Idol na sa music, idol pa sa business.
Kaya nga business na pinasok. Ang galing. I mean, yung talagang, syempre, kumikita ka na. So, ano yung unang pinasokan ng business?
Ano po, mga, kunyari, bilang townhouse, aswa pa rin. So, nandun lang siya. Passive lang siya. You don't have to worry about it, di ba? Pagka, ang kailangan mo lang problemahin is pag may umalis, hanap ka lang ulit. Ads ka lang. Tapos pag, make sure na okay yung deal and then, hayaan mo na ulit dun. Maraming ganun. So, that's what I really want to focus on, mga rentals. Tapos now, meron kami mga rentals ng condo units sa beach or meron din kami rest house. And it's all parang passive because all you have to do is take care of, maintain the place eh, and make sure that the people, their staff, takes care of the people who rent the place. So wala kang ginagawa. You have free time ka lang talaga.
I know, aside from that, meron pa kayong ano, nilista ko to dahil nahilo ako sa dami. Meron kayong, ilan ng ano nyo, ilan ng restaurant nyo? Lima? Five ba?
I baka matagal pag, wait, subukan ko nang isipin.
Tulungan ka na.
Matagal, basta matagal eh, marami. Can I just mention that, kasi meron kami Mangose, Lime and Basil, Amare.
Sa Tagaytay.
Dito, meron kami dito, 1, 2, 3 na restaurants. Dalawang Mangose and 1 Amare. Sa Baguio, meron kami Lime and Basil. Sa JT's, we used to be partners, but now umalis ako as a partner. I'm just an endorser. Tapos, may 12 Monkeys. And, may mga nag-close down din ng pandemic. We lost like 5 restaurants ng pandemic. Tomato Cake, Kimchi. Kasi madami po eh. Madami po talaga. Pero again, we have people to handle the operations because that stressful part yan eh.
Are these all original restaurants of yours na you can nag-franchise?
Yung Kimchi is a franchise because I'm a big fan of Kimchi nung high school eh. So nung nakita ko na meron pa ng franchise, kinuha namin ni Dindin. Tapos kaso nga lang, unfortunately, nagtaal, tapos biglang nag-COVID, so biglang nawala siya. Pero a few survived though. Tapos ano po, yung Amare, yung friend namin kasi may-ari, and naglagay kami dito, including him, naglagay kami dito sa may Tagaytay, sa may Sky Ranch, sa side namin. So they already had a branch in Highlands. Mga ganun lang yung business. Meron din kami mga concept from scratch, no? Like Mangose, it was really a concept that we developed and now may mga branches na rin siya, parang ganun. So, iba. Pero again, yun yung parang hobby ko lang yung restaurant kasi I have partners to deal with the hassle side. Neri tried running her own restaurant. Nakita niya how stressful it was when it comes to inventory ng mga pagkain and lahat. Stressful eh. And it's not something that I'm interested in. Kasi interested in, mas gusto ko yung marketing lang and eating there, parang ganun. So we partner with people who are good with operations, para ganun. Like ko sinasabi, partner with people na...
Kasi yung iba, mga naririnig ko na may-ari ng mga businesses na sabi, dapat nakatutok ka. Kasi kung hindi ka nakatutok, then dapat nandun ka. Pero ang galing sa inyo naman is talagang meron kayong mga business partners na you trust na it doesn't matter kahit wala ka.
But we still need to visit. We still need to visit. They give us reports. Inaaral ko pa rin yung papers niya na bakit ganito na yung, ba't ganito yung margin natin, dapat ganito yung laki masyado ng cost natin. May basic naman akong knowledge when it comes to that, pero we let the people who know more handle it, parang gano'n. Pero...
Hindi, meron pa kayong tuyo. Alam mo, isa sa, may tuyo kayo, ito, meron kayong bedding, sleepwear, weddings.
So wife ko po yun, hindi po ako part doon eh.
Hindi, kaya ang galing kasi dalawa yung, I know that kasi inaabangan kong, tingnan ko nga yung mga videos nyo. Nagulat ako, dalawa yung, meron kang business, meron siyang business. Pero, tapos meron kayong business together.
Yes, meron din.
Hindi lahat ng mag-asawa, ganyan ng, ganyan ng the way they think, ha?
No, I think it's a perfect partnership kasi my wife is a risk taker. So, pero ako naman yung medyo conservative when it comes to investing in businesses, which I think works because I am the provider. This is for me. Bilang lalaki, gusto ko yung provider ng family. So gusto ko lahat ng gastos dito sa bahay when it comes to the staff, to my kids, everything gusto ko ako lahat. So if Mary makes money from her businesses, pwede niyang isugal lahat sa business na to. If he thinks of something, pwede niya isugal. Because ako yung safety net who will make sure na hindi, kahit anong mangyari, hindi mawawala yung hindi tayo magugutom because I will work. So, dapat separate. Magbi-big risk siya. If she loses money on that, okay lang because I'm still here. If she makes it big, makita ko na, uy, nag-hit ha. Sama ako dyan. Then I join. Parang ganun. So, dun may mga businesses na hati kami. May businesses na ayaw niya ako isama because it's more successful and more parang better the conditions pag wala ako. We talk about it naman. Sometimes, gusto niya nandun ako. Minsan, gusto niya wala ako. So, may mga ganun. May mga businesses din ako na huwag ka na sumama. kaya ko na to. Or not at least, makonvince niya ako why, ganyan.
Ang galing, bilib ako.
Ang ganda ng dynamic nila, Jessie.
Opo, so, so ang ganda kay Neri, if she makes some, kung may tinamaan siya na sobrang lakas, big risk, high reward, eh, parang ganun, diba?
Yes, yes.
So, ang ganda talaga. Pag pumalo, ang ganda talaga, parang ganun. So, mas may I consider myself lang a safety net. So, yeah, go ahead. Kasi kahit anong mangyari, even if sumugal ka lahat at matalo, dito naman ako, hindi ko naman papabayaan yung pamilya natin. So, ako yung conservative mag-invest. Siya yung aggressive.
Ang galing yung dynamic nyo.
Kasi hanap tayo ng ano, Chito Miranda na ano, safety net, Jesse.
Oo nga.
Oh, hindi ako conservative like, talaga ako.
Talaga? So, mas conservative means like, you get into the business pag malaki na. Like
yeah, marami, or okay. Or then kumbaga
kumikita na.
Yun pag nakita ko kumikita siya, then I'm willing na to invest money on that because ma-under na, okay na eh. Pero minsan tinataasan niya ngayon yung
exactly, yung cost. Yun eh.
Oh, sasabihin siya, "Oh, yung share ko ganito lang." Mas malaki yung share na pagpasok mo. Because uma-under na eh. Ganun din eh, matalino din yung sasabihin. Hindi pwedeng at cost lang yung pagpasok mo, parang ganun. So may ganun din talaga. And tulad nung kunyan, yung sa rest house, siya yung originally yan. I was against it nung start eh. Tapos nung nakita ko yung potential, sabi ko, sige, hati ako sa, kasi she needed money to finish it kasi sobrang laki ng visionary talaga siya eh. Parang, liupa pa lang nakikita niya. Sabi niya, papatayuan ko na ganyan. Sabi ko, nako, mahirap dyan. Tapos mamaya pag nakita ko, ginagawa niya na, uy, makamay mo yung potential. Sige, I'll help you. Parang ganun. So 50-50 kami dyan. Parang ganun. Mga ganun lang, it depends lang.
Grabe. So, lagi kayong, until now, like, pag may nakita kayong mga lupa, potential, you just go and buy. And, kasi hindi.
Yeah, mas trip ni Neri. Si Neri yun talaga trip. Gusto niya talaga, pag may nakita lupa, para siya na, uy, gusto ko to. Tapos, she's, ako yung devil's advocate na, wag yan. Tapos siya yung laging, para siya may thesis, kailangan defend niya sa akin why it's smart. Pag pinilisan sa akin yan, hindi, maganda yan kasi magkakaroon ng diversion road dito at ganito. So, tataas din siya. Mga, aaralin niya muna bago niya present sa akin para hindi na ako makatanggi.
Naka-PowerPoint ba yan?
Hindi naman. Hindi naman. Pero,
okay. Meron tayong presentation.
Meron ganun. Medyo may ganun.
Ang galing.
Medyo may ganun.
Hindi kayo nag-aaway when it comes to business? Argue or...
No, because, again, yung mga business na she handles her business. So, kung may medyo sumablay siya dyan, problema mo yan. Pinasok mo yan. Parang ganun. So ako din naman, ako, wala naman ako medyo ganun problema because I'm very safe when it comes to my, maliit lang na share kukunin ko, hindi yung tulad sa kanya, all out agad. Siya na gusto niya ng restaurant, hindi pa siya marunong, nagtayo na siya agad ng restaurant, and kumbaga tumalun siya sa deep end, tapos doon niya inaral. Ako, gusto ko, pag pumasok ako, nakalatag na sa akin yung sistema, meaning, ito yung supplier.
Ay, magkaiba kayo!
Opo.
Pero magkasundo.
Opo, nag-work talaga, parang ganun. Kasi hindi pwedeng pareho kaming aggressive. Yari kami noon. Hindi rin kami parehong conservative. Walang mangyayari sa amin. Ako talaga, comfort zone lang ako siya. Visionary and always going out of her comfort zone. Parang ganun.
Alam mo, meron ako isang nagustuhan na sinabi mo eh. I forgot. That was like, I think napanood ko yun last year or this year. I can't remember. Sabi mo, sa isang grupo ng businessmen, mas gusto mo yung tipo, ayaw mo na ikaw yung pinakamatalino.
Yeah, opo. Totoo yun.
Oo, kasi explain mo nga.
Hindi, parang sinasabi ko lagi na ano eh, if you're the smartest one in the room, you're in the wrong room. Yun yung lagi yung sinasabi. You need to hang out with people who are smarter than you. Kasi marami kang matututunan.
Yeah, you learn a lot from, di ba, in the room.
Oo, kaysa ikaw pinakamagaling, tapos sila lahat.
And it opens doors talaga sa inyo, di ba? Kaysa nandun ka na ikaw yung pinaka-bossing doon, ikaw yung pinakamatalino. Eh, ano pa gagawin nyo doon?
Grabe. Kailan ka magsa-stop? I'm sure hindi ka magsa-stop, pero... I mean, paano ba sabihin to?
Stop sa business?
Hindi sa business. Yung mag-retire in terms of like music, tapos talagang more on business ka na lang na mag-expand ka sa ibang bansa.
Actually, so, no, because again, my goal is to make life as stress-free. Gusto ko pag gusto magpunta ng beach on a Monday, on a weekday, wala akong pakialam kung ano man yung araw, I'll go to the beach. So ayoko mag-expand. I just want to secure a certain para may threshold lang ako na okay ako dito. Parang ganun. Expansion is okay as long as it doesn't stress me out. Parang ganun. So, kunyari, may yung isa naming rest house, binila namin yung lupa sa likod because we want to make it into a larger events place. o kaya o sige, kaya kong bayaran pero ayokong stress pa rin. So ganun lang yung mga expansion namin. Ayoko na, actually I'm staying away na from the restaurant business because that's stressful. Diba? So meron akong konti because it's still fun to be part ng mga ganun. It teaches you also na how to handle yung inventory and more percentages and ganyan-ganyan. Pero it's not something to na gusto ko na i-pursue na yan na lang gagawin ko. Stress talaga.
Chito, so you have a lot of relaxation time, diba? That's a passive income. Do you still have time to do your art or the drawing ka ba? Like the painting?
Yeah, pero for fun lang talaga. For fun lang. Kasi ito kasi nangyari when before going to fine art, sobrang enjoy ko mag-drawing. It was really a hobby of mine. But when I got to fine arts, that everybody was so good and it became work, I didn't enjoy it as much. But I still draw once in a while. Pero hindi na tulad dati na talagang sa tabi ko noon, drawing na comics, ganun. And kung ano yung, kumbaga, ang hobby ko talaga yun is playing with the band and just hanging out with my kids. Yun. Parang ganun.
So, oh, how about ano, golf? Is golfing also like a hobby?
Yeah, but din kasi sayang kasi we live in a golf course eh. Our village is parang it's centered. It's surrounding a golf course. That's right across our house. It's also a golf course din eh. So sayang ko di ako mag-aral ng golf. And a lot of the business people that I talk to, my business partners, they're into golf. So sabi niya marami tayong mga deals na maka-close if you play golf. So okay, sige, I'll play golf. Nag-golf naman ako nung bata ako eh. My dad kind of forced us into playing golf. My brother pursued it to a certain extent. Pero ako, tinitira ko lang yung bola. Tas gusto ko lang walking outdoors, pero to do it competitively, hindi talaga. Hindi ako competitive person. So, chill lang.
Nakakatawa yung personality mo kasi chill ka lang, pero successful yung mga... Diba, J-Cas, alam mo, tama, ang ganda na sinabi niya. Na, kasi tamad ako eh. So, mas maganda yung tipong
oo nga. Kasi ako, chill na lang ako. Kasi ako tamad lang ako pero wala akong passive income. So, yun na kailangan ko. Yun na lang. The next step.
Kailangan matutok kay Chito.
Hindi, pero I'm a hard worker. Makita na talaga ng... Basta minsan ang mga... Kunyari, yung wife ko or yung friends ko, minsan sinasabi talaga na, kailangan mag-off button ha because you're always so wound up into... I'm a hard worker talaga. Because, pag sinabi sa akin na may recording... Minsan I forget to, nakakalimutan ko po kumain or uminom because I'm just focused on this and the task at hand.
Yes.
Because gusto ko natapusin kasi pag hindi ko tinapos, pag humiga ako, hindi ako makakatulog because it keeps on bothering me unfinished na work. So gusto ko tapusin agad lahat. Then I relax for the next few days. Parang ganun.
Galing. Hindi, so, ano nga eh, hardworking ka pero ang galing ng concept eh. You're a hardworking person pero at the same time, in terms of tamad, kasi ayaw mo na yung tipong nag-office, papasok
yung 9-to-5, di ba?
Gusto mo is yung passive income. Tingin mo naman ngayon, talagang pwede ka mag-golf, pwede mo lahat gawin actually. Tapos, syempre, shishing pa sa US tour, di ba? May US tour pa, grab. Teka, question, what about your kids? Syempre, pag lalaki silang, andyan na lahat eh, hinain na eh. Do you spoil them?
To a certain extent, we do spoil them. Pero our kids are so disciplined talaga. And masasabi ko talaga, I think me and Nery are doing a good job. Sorry, nagtatayo ko ng bangko ko nagbubuta ang bangko. Pero I try my best to be a good parent talaga. Na kahit gago-gago yung anak ko, para kanina, tumambay sila sa bahay ng friend ko, tapos tinanong, binibidyo ng mom ng friend ko, Miggy, do you want to go home? So, sabi niya, hell no. Gumanon siya. So, I go, what? Sabi ko, Doc, sabi ko, did Miggy say hell no? So pinagalitan ko siya agad. Apologize to Doc Angela. Sabi, I'm sorry I said hell no. I'm not supposed to say that. So may ganun pa rin. Medyo gago-gago, pero sabi naman ng doc friend ko, no, it's okay. I thought it was funny. I go, so I go, still, so, kakalaan mo pa rin. Discipline pa rin. And they're good. They're doing good in school. And pero this kasama ko sila lagi sa tour eh. So
wow, lucky.
Yeah, I never leave the country without my whole family.
Your whole family? Oh my God. So sa tour nyo ngayon sa US, so 1 month din silang nandito.
Yes po. Pati nung tours before that. I hate traveling kasi without them eh. So that was the condition. Oh. Actually magaling yung producer namin kasi yung producer namin yung friend ko din sila din yung producer namin since day one when it comes to the US tours. And alam niya na ayoko talaga nag-US tour because I'd rather stay home. Tapos, ang magaling dumiretso siya sa wife ko. Sabi niya, gusto niyo mag-US tour, sama natin yung
pamilya. Ang galing.
So sinabi sa akin, may US tour tayo, kasama sila lahat. And if they want to go, syempre, okay, sige. Hindi ako makatanggi. Pero I enjoy doing tours. I hate going on tours by when I'm on, pag sa sarili ko lang kasi hindi naman ako palabas. So nasa hotel lang ako. Ganun, hindi talaga umiikot. Pero with my family, na-enjoy ko na finally yung US because I go to the sites and go to the museum.
Parang vacation na rin, di ba?
Oo, kasi with kids, eh.
Oh, so, wait, so ever since yung mga nagtutour ka, hindi ka pala gano'n? Yung tipo, tara, puntahan natin to. Wait, no. I heard ito yung pinaka-the best restaurant, ganito. O ito yung pinaka-magandang museum.
Yung drummer namin gano'n talaga. Pag dumating siya dyan, alam niya na lahat. Tapos, syempre when we were a lot younger, when we were starting out and on our first US tour, first time ko din makapunta sa US. So parang, Disney. Disney. Kami ng drummer namin, talaga parang best ko. Lahat ng roller coaster sa akin natin. Tapos yung second, balikan natin yung ganyan. Pero pagdating ng third and fourth, parang hindi na kami ganun ka-excited mag-Disney. Kasi parang, memoryado ko na yan eh. Parang ganun to.
Ako
so just stay home.
Isang beses na Disney, okay na ako.
Diba? Ganun naman eh. After some time, it loses its novelty, diba? So,
yes,
pero
yes.
With kids, iba ulit yung, I'll bring it to Disney. Alam, parang excited ako ulit to show them around. So, masasabi ko, mas na-enjoy ko talaga yung US tour ngayon kasi kasama ko yung family ko. Everything about it, sharing the plane ride with them, tapos traveling sa kung saan, road trip. So, na-enjoy nila. So, enjoy din ako. Hindi, sabi nga ng producer, kita mo, kaya ako sinasama si Eric kasi hindi mainitulong mo eh. Parang ganun. Ganun lang talaga.
Safety net din si Neri sa init ng ulo.
Talagang balance kayo, galing. So anong preparation na ginagawa niyo ngayon for this tour? Ano ba kayo for this US tour? Ano kayo, lagi kayo nagpa-practice or parang amay na natin 'to eh?
Hindi talaga kami nagpa-practice talaga. Tamad talaga kami. And first of all, pag may inaral kami bagong kanta, then we need to practice and we're gonna perform it live. We practice that song. Tapos, hindi namin magpa-practice kasi, again, pero recently, nag-practice yung mga kabanda ko because yung bassist namin, si Bowie, na nasa States, umuwi siya dito and he needed to review the songs. So, nag-practice sila. They didn't invite me na.
Oh, wow.
Hindi na nila ako sinama.
Chill lang talaga.
You're, alam mo, Chito, you're my person. You're my favorite animal.
Alam mo, ang dami-daming natutunan sa'yo. Sa totoo lang, grabe, parang pwedeng mag-chill, pero at the same time, seryoso, pero parang go for it. Parang huwag ka masyadong ma-stress kasi
huwag masyadong mag-stress
sa buhay. Parang, I don't know, like, hindi ko alam, kakaiba ka. Sa dami naming na-interview, 300 something na, baka celebrities, ikaw lang yung kakaiba. Grabe, Jeka, sayan na. Alam mo
na. Idol nga, dami ko natutunan, daming pwede i-apply, diba, sa personal. And, kung gusto ko mag-business with a partner, diba? Hanap mo na tayong partner.
Pero wait, so, question, I know, 1 hour na, pasensya na.
It's okay. Pero sorry talaga, sa mga nakikinig, sorry ko, ang daldal ko, ang boring ko.
No, you're not boring at all. Oh my God.
Ang saya kaya. Hindi yan boring, ha? Saya-saya. Ang tawag nito.
Thank you.
So, ano pa yung sa bucket list mo or gusto mong i-add sa bucket list mo? Kasi I feel like you have everything. You have family.
Ang next goal ko is to bring my wife to the places that she wants to go to without the kids. Yun talaga. Kaya gusto kasi sa totoo, may scenery gusto pa ng isa pang baby, eh. Sabi ko, ako, okay na ako sa kids natin. Sabi niya, bakit? Because I don't want to wait till we're old for you to go to the places na lagi. Gusto mong punta sa Tuscany. Hindi naman pang kids dun eh. Alam mo yun, parang...
Yes.
So, gusto ko, iikot kita sa mga places na lagi mo sinasabi na gusto mo puntahan. Na, yes. And if we have another baby, do we have to wait another 9 months and pag lumaki siya na hanggang mga 4 or 5 na pwede iwan sa parents ko? Eh, yung kids ko ngayon, o kasi Miggy, pwede na eh. But yung bunso ko, nasa 2 years old, medyo clingy pa. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave cash sa parents, sasahanapin kami. So, gusto ko pag medyo nasa 5 or 6. So, I'll wait 3 or 4 years. Then I could bring her to all the places that you... Na magta-travel kami 3 weeks, puntahan namin lahat ng gusto niya. Yun lang, samahan ko lang siya. Yun yung next, yun yung hindi ko pa nagagawa. Yun yung goal ko.
Swerte naman ni Neri. O diba, Neri, malapit na. Mag-around the world ka na in like a few.
Yung buong Italy, diba?
Ang gusto niya. Yan yung goal ko. Yan yung goal ko ngayon.
Oo. Pero mahilig. Pero ngayon, ang mga bakasyon nyo is more mostly like within the Philippines and Asia. Mga ganun lang.
Yeah. Saka syempre, mostly dito. Mostly dito lang. Kasi enjoy pa naman kami dito. Ikot-ikot lang. May magbabagyo lang kami. Stay there for 2 weeks. Nag-stay kami sa beach dito sa may condo kami dito sa Pico. Stay lang kami dun for a week. Invite friends over. So, napakasimple ng lifestyle namin eh. Pero, we get to travel also aside from yung mga tours namin. Right now, hindi kami makapag-out of the country na yung mga Hong Kong lang because ang dami na inaasikaso dito kunyari ng mga condo and okay pa kami dito eh, pero that's why I enjoy traveling, pero mostly yung travel namin for work din. Gusto ko na mag-travel with Neri na talagang wala akong responsibility or schedule na susundan, basta ko ano yung gusto mong gawin, kung saan gusto kumain, kung ano oras gusto mong gumising, doon tayo, parang ganun. Yun yung
oh God, ang sarap. Pero when it comes to career, ano pang meron kang gusto mong ilagay sa bucket list, o wala na? Okay na
lang. Actually I'm okay na yung the producers and our recording company, they're trying to convince me to come up with a major concert because E-Heads had one, River Maya's going to have one also. But I'm totally against it because stress yan eh, coming up with the concept and everything. So I keep on saying no. Tapos, So kasi okay na ako sa ganito eh. Kumbaga, okay na ako na tumugtog lang sa mga places na gusto ko eh. Parang ganon. We're very selective when it comes to our gigs. We just do the gigs that we think ma-enjoy namin. Parang ganon.
How about this, Chito? I saw this on your feed. Is this also a bucket list check? Yung Parokya ni Edgar musical?
I'm honored. I was against it at first, pero they convinced me because sabi niya, wala ka naman gagawin eh. You're just gonna watch. Pero kasi sila gagawa ng story eh. Since I trust them. They asked me for creative input. Sabi ko, wag na sa akin manggaling because I trust you more. And if I put my input dyan, magiging just like Parokya yan because every Parokya na yung input ko eh, diba? Yun na yung creative.
Yes.
Yun na yung creative stuff ko eh. So, if this team who came out with Hulong El Bimbo, maglalabas sila ng musical, ayokong hawakan kasi ayokong, gusto ko talaga malayo sa concept that I already did with Parokya. So, yun na lang, role ko, manonood lang ako doon. So, I'm really excited about that. It was a sobrang honor for us yun because songs namin yung gagamitin eh. I was against it because sabi ko, parang, sigurado kayo, Parokya? Anong, parang feeling ko kasi yung mga songs na yung walang kwenta eh. So parang,
oh my God!
Are you sure? Hindi, talaga maganda yung songs nyo. Oh, bahala kayo. Sige, go ahead. Tapos nung pinakita sa akin yung story, una sabi niya, do you want anything na ganyan when we were meeting with them? Sabi ko nga, I don't want to touch it kasi Parokya, magiging Parokya what people are used to. I want something totally different. And they did something totally different. Parang ako, okay, sige, kakay ba? Game. Parang ganun.
Approve.
So, oh, ganun.
Kailan yan?
I think they're gonna start April.
Yeah, April. Talaga, April
26. Sana panood natin, no? Sana, iniintay ko sana dito rin sa US, yung parang yung Huling El Bimbo. Tapos off-Broadway, no? Diba? Mali mo, pag makauwi tayo, meron pala.
We'll see. I hope the people love it. I hope the people love it. I'm really hoping. Kasi, sabi din naman sa akin nung kasi nga sabi ko, are you sure? Tapos ganda kasi I was blown away sa Huling El Bimbo, talagang iyak talaga ako sa dulo nung sinyakap ko yung staff eh. So parang ayokong mag-come up with something that pales in comparison to El Bimbo. So I go, sigurado kayo, wag na, Parokya, iba na lang, parang ganun. Tapos then they will make it totally different. Okay, sige. Tapos sabi niya, don't worry. If it doesn't do well, it's not your fault. Wala ka naman kinalaman dyan eh. Sabi ganun. Kung kanta mo lang yun, sige, go ahead. Masala, nothing to stress about.
What about new single? Meron kayong, ano ba, may niluluto ba?
I'm gonna start writing new songs na ulit because nung pandemic, gumawa kami ng pandemic album. It was fun because hindi kami nagkita-kita. Pan-email lang. And it was a totally different process. I recorded some of the songs under my jacket lang. Or in the rest house, magdadala lang ako ng mic doon. So it was fun, and I loved the songs, but we weren't able to promote it because wala mga mall shows, wala mga tours ng time na yon. So it's a new album. So when people ask me, oh, may mga bago pa kayong kanta? Oh, dami, bagong album. Wala lang, may alam. Pero may bago kami album, parang ganun. Tapos, so we want to come up with a new album, something that we could promote ulit, parang ganun. Pero I'm in no rush because, again, yung mindset ko sa parokya, it's a hobby. So I don't want to force myself into doing this na. Okay, time to work, parang ganun. Kasi for me, if I come up with an album, great. If I don't come up with an album, okay lang, saya pa rin naman yung buhay. Parang ganun.
Yung buong galing.
When it happens, it happens. When you feel it, di ba?
Opo, opo. Totoo po.
Nararamdaman mo ba na ano, pag yung mga songs na ginawa nyo, nararamdaman mo ba na, this is gonna be a hit? Or wala lang? Parang, ibas natin, sige, tingnan natin kung papatok.
Wala naman ako naramdaman na pa. Hindi, nung when we were a lot younger, inisip ko talaga, ito, mag-hit to, tapos nothing will happen. Tapos, meron naman na, talaga gusto niya yan, tapos nag-hit, parang ganun. May mga ganun din eh. Hindi mo ma-foresee eh.
Totoo.
Pero yung recording company namin, si Bella Tan, ang style niya, she listen to the album, she'll play the album and not listen to it. Or play niya lang, tapos makikipagkwentuhan siya. If something calls her attention, uy, maganda yan ah. Then, yun yung lalagay niya sa, yun yung gagawin yung single. Sabi ko, you sure? Oh. Kasi dapat passive listening daw. Hindi pwedeng sit down and listen. So, yun yung style niya. And she has a way of finding kung ano yung gem sa album namin na Clueless kami. So, sasabihin niya to, siya nagsabi na halaga mag-hit yan. Okay, well, sige, if you say so, sabihin nag-hit nga, parang ganun. Tapos may mga kanta na kami, ito, mag-hitin niyo to, mag-hit to. It's funny, it's, may recall. Sabi niya, hindi masyado, pero sige, go ahead. Tapos hindi nga nag-hit, parang ganun. Kasi, syempre, as a songwriter, bias mo, feeling mo, may lyrics here, sobrang clever. Nakakatawa to, mag-hit to, sabi, wala naman nuggets, parang ganun. Unlike her, siya din nagsabi na itong yung Mr. Suave, sabi niya, Mr. Suave is not a single. Failure lang yan eh. Tapos sabi niya, itong kantang to, sabi niya, ano to? Mr. Suave po, wala yan. We didn't really like the song. Hindi, mag-hit yan. Gamitin niyo. Okay, kabahala. So, nag-hit nga. So, hindi ba di alam eh.
Wala kasiguraduhan nga, no?
Opo. Ito, hindi talaga na.
Pero ang galing nung, ngayon naisip ko nga, tama, no? Yung concept niya na, dapat passive listening, yung nakakala lang, nagkukwentuhan ka, biglang, uy, ano to? Diba?
Noong, when I was younger, nung nagsisimula kami, parang na-offend ako kasi, sige, let's listen to your album. So, pagdating, I wanted her to listen actively na, para makita, marinig yung jokes, makita lahat ng effort namin sa recording. So she'd play it and she'd start talking. So parang, nakinig, nag-listening party pa tayo, di ba mo pala pinapakinggan. Yung pala, it's her way. Tapos, dapat matawag yung attention niya while in the middle of a conversation, biglang, ano yan? Mapapaganon dapat siya. Then, she'll know. Parang gano'n. So, ang galing. So, I started doing that also. Pero ang hirap because, again, ako yung songwriter. So, alam ko yung buong process eh.
Yeah.
Alam ko yung buong process
ng ginawa. Baby mo yun eh. Siyempre, di ba?
Love
mo na yun eh.
Yung pinatugtog, kahit ano mangyari, alam ko yung effort namin dyan. Dapat someone, yan, yun yung role ni Mambella before. Parang gano'n. Na galing.
Ganun pala rin yun.
Ngayong araw na to, isang oras na parang ang dami naman. Parang fast track naging 101 sa lahat. Business. Like, ang daming trivia. Ang galing.
Thank you
galing,
for the kwento, Chito. Oh my God.
Ang sarap. Sana sa future, pag nagpunta ulit kayo ng New York, sana, no? Mag-meet tayo, tapos inuman. Umiinom ka pa rin?
Oh, naman. With friends, oo.
With friends,
yung wife ko, ngayon lang natuto uminom this pandemic lang. Before, di talaga siya umiinom. Tapos, pag kami makatambay, nanonood siya sa Netflix na panay, ba't ang hilig-hilig na rin wine? Sabi ko, try mo mag-wine. Ngayon, nag-enjoy na rin siya uminom with me.
Ngayon,
so,
mas malakas na ba siya ngayon?
Excited na siya uminom with our friends.
Nakakato. Diyos ko, makakasundo pa lang namin dyan kasi lahat
oo,
kami.
Nga, eh. Gusto rin,
tumador pang namin yan. Hindi, si Jcas, lahat yan. Ako, wine talaga. Ako, wine drinker. My God, kaya nga, ayan o, meron kaming ano.
Kaya nga, over a glass or two.
Ako, tea lang.
What? For now, tea lang. Ayan. My God, Chito, maraming salamat. I know, one hour na. Kung may impake ka pa, gabi na dyan. Maraming salamat. Chito, last naman na ano na, magbigay ka naman ng message sa lahat. Like, hindi ko nga alam kung anong klaseng message. Kasi lahat eh, ano, in terms of business, in terms of, in general na lang. Kasi pagdating sa banda, pagdating sa business is pag-isahin mo na lang kasi ang dami mong ginagawa sa
life
buhay.
Lesson ba to sa lahat?
Oo, life lesson para
no, sa lahat. Parang feeling ko tuloy I have to come up with something profound. Wala naman nung masabi. siguro, sabi ko na lang yung not naman moral compass pero my guide in life siguro is when it comes to hard work, put in the hard work na more than you're paid for para when it comes sa dulo, you get paid more for the less work that you do. Yan yung isa kong gustong laging gawin. Invest. Todo trabaho mo na talaga. Lahat ng kaya mong gawin mo para relax ka lang sa dulo. Para ano yan eh, para sa school, diba? Gawin mo na lahat ng aralin, kumbaga may exam ka, i-review mo na agad ng todo para pagdating sa exam week, relax, relax ka na lang. Parang ganun. Yun yung mindset ko talaga ever since. And again, gusto ko din sabihin na kasi life is too short eh, diba? So you really have to maximize the enjoyment. So find ways to make sure that you don't stress yourself out sa dulo. Yun yung goal ko palagi. Na hindi mo na po problemahin yan sa dulo. Gawin mo na lahat. All bases covered. Yun lang. Yan yung pinakamatinong maisip na isip
ko. No, we love it.
No, ang ganda nung ano mo, nung message mo. Parang naisip ko tuloy yun. Ang dami kong biniling bags noon. Ang dami kong biniling. Sana pala, ninegosyo ko na lang. Parang ayun, relax na lang ako sa ganitong age ko. Kainis. Pero galing. Pero at least, ito mo si Neri, habang bata pa, nag-click kayong dalawa when it comes to businesses. So by that time na magre-retire na kayo, or actually ngayon nga, relax na kayo eh. Parang,
no, yung goal talaga yun, early retirement talaga. Actually, I considered myself, exactly. Considered ko na yung sarili ko para nag-retire na talaga from,
yes.
Parang yung village nga namin, panay matatandang, retired na. That's why it's so slow-paced here eh. Parang ganun, perfect yung lifestyle.
Ay, ako pala. Okay.
Oh.
I will not, hindi ko po tawarin sarili ko, hindi ko tinanong. Kasi I asked this to all of our guests.
So, oh, sige, go.
I just want to know what your answer. So, Chito, theoretically, if the universe gives you, the chance to travel back in time and talk to your younger self, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya?
You'll be fine. Everything will be okay.
Don't stress yourself. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Kilig. Diba? Oh my God. Maraming salamat, Chito. Ah. Sobra.
Salamat din
alam
po.
Mo, sobrang nag-enjoy kami. Sobra. Para kami nagbasa ng libro.
Diba? Yeah. Nakilala ka namin ng lubusan. You're really a chill person.
Thank you po.
Diba?
No,
we love it.
Mo,
not stressing the small
chill.
Stuff. You know?
Yeah, chill. Mm-hmm. Tapos at the same time, hard work and
magaling,
then chill.
Yeah.
Galing. Maraming salamat, Chito.
Salamat din po.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chicas, oo, sana pagbalik mo dito or pag-uwi namin ng Pinas, no, tayo nila Bert, ha, inuman.
Yes po.
Ha? Yan. Hindi mo umiinom si Bert, eh. Si Bert
yun lang.
Oo nga.
Kain na lang tayo. Punta kayo dito sa Tagaytay.
Ayan. Ay, oo, sa Amari, no? Mm-hmm. Actually, gusto namin pumunta dyan. Eh. Sige, pag-uwi namin, definitely.
Alright.
Okay, Jcas, close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you mga kaugat for watching this episode. Please share this amongst your family and friends. Mga kaugat natin and the whole world, TFC subscribers, salamat po. And also sa mga nag-stream po worldwide sa iWantTFC natin and also sa ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu and sa mga pasahero natin sa buong Pilipinas sa Jeepney TV. Idol, Chito Miranda, thank you for hanging out with us and allowing to makapagkwentuhan sa iyo for this morning. Ano tayo guys? Mag-last toast tayo.
Ay, teka, bago mag-last toast, yung mga ano pala, plug mo lahat ng
show. Oo nga pala, one last plug.
Yung show.
Isang hirit pa.
Sarap kasi makapagwento. No.
Okay.
Go.
Again, ano tayo?
Sige. Yes.
Teka, mali yung napindot ko.
Uh-oh.
Yan. Ito, sa Feb 2. Yes. Yan. Sa Vancouver, sa Enso Event Center. Ayun pala eh. Basahin ko pala.
Guys,
yan. Tapos sa Feb 4, sa Redwood City, sa Fox Theater. Tapos sa Feb 9, Los Angeles, California, sa Vermont, Hollywood. Sa Feb 10, San Diego, sa Doubletree by Hilton. Tapos sa Toronto naman sa 16, sa Toronto Pavilion. Tapos sa 18, Tampa, Florida, sa Bayanihan Arts Event Center. Sa 23, Houston, Texas, sa music venue. Yung tawag niya, 9 p.m. music venue.
Yes.
2/24, sa Feb 24, Las Vegas, sa Fremont Country Club. Tapos sa Honolulu, sa Great Lawn at Bishop Museum. Check nyo na lang sa search yung Happy Box. Nandiyan lahat ng schedule niyan. Happy Box. Apo, pati yung tickets, ganyan.
Ang dami.
Ang sarap na ending nila. Nasa Honolulu, oh. Enjoy sa beach.
Mag-extend ba kayo sa Hawaii? Mag-extend kayo?
I think we'll go there early, mga 3-4 days before para makapag-enjoy kami. Gusto mo agad after ng show.
Sinabi mo, maraming salamat. Okay, go, JCAS. Let's toast for this more night. Go!
Yes, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. And chill! Let's all talk about it over a glass or two, guys. Thank you, Chito. Thank you, salamat.
Cheers!
Maraming salamat. Good night!
Thank you.